Hello, everyone. Hello, Mike. It's Lisa with Truth in Hand.
Hi, Lisa. Hello, everybody. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, and I'm wearing this outfit, Lisa, because we're recording on Labor Day, and because I have the day off, I decided to really live it up.
I also know that you're a Jimmy Buffett fan, and that shirt says it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Indeed, it is.
Yes, although we're not talking about Labor Day today, we actually have another day that we are talking about.
That's exactly right. Even though we're recording on Labor Day, it's actually Monday, the 9th of September. This is what we're going to be talking about. And it's pretty action-packed, if I don't mind saying, because we're at 11:50 last night. So on the 8th of September, yesterday, we finally had Mercury moving into Virgo, where it will continue throughout its course. Now, you may recall that Mercury was in Virgo on July 25th, but then it retrograded back into Leo. And now we're back into Mercury. So we'll be waking up and we'll be feeling that all day. And Mercury, as you know, is exalted in Virgo.
What I love about that, well, you know me, what's so fun about that is the Princess of Wands is princess, the pages or princesses are always the inner state that precedes our actions and then express that to the outer world. This one is the light. Princess of Wands, it's that intuitive light inside of us that knows. It's the hopeful card, it's the believe card. And if you're looking back over the largely Mercury in Leo retrograde that helped us tell a better story of us, this is now going to help you see how far you've come in that evolutionary spiral of believing in the bigger truth of you, the unbeatable you, where you are master and commander of your world. Love it. What else do they have for us today?
Well, in the morning we wake up with a moon trining Neptune at 7:20 a.m. on the Pacific time. So I just want to remind our viewers, all the times I'll be giving are for Pacific time here on the West Coast. So at 7:20, when everyone on the West Coast is waking up, the moon is trining Neptune. Those are feelings of compassion, imagination, intuition. We get up feeling.
Intuition.
There it is, exactly. So it's a good feeling when we wake up in the morning.
You know, do we get to keep those good feelings or do we have to deal with some things?
Well, at noon, okay, so that flavors our morning, but by noon, the moon will square Mercury. So, as you know, the moon is the fastest planet in the zodiac. And so when we talk about the moon, those feelings are gonna go for a couple hours and then they're gonna fade away. And now we have a new feeling coming in at noon, and that moon is squaring Mercury.
Moon Mercury is how we take information in and how we put it back out. So, in that moon is what we love and what we fear losing. So, this is very much about you have to doubt your doubts. You have to believe in yourself if you want to change your mood. By all means, give whatever that momentary fear is the comfort that you would give a child. That's your starting point. That's not your stopping point. Doubt those doubts, believe in yourself, take the next step. Anything else for the day?
That's it for today.
Well, believe you can handle those emotions and shift those patterns, and you will. Believing is seeing. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, and we'll see you next time.
See you tomorrow.